The South London community of Brixton, where suspected terrorists Zakaria Massawi and Richard Reed worshipped, has a reputation for crime and racial tension. It's not on the tourist map for most visitors. On a recent trip to England, American poet Christine Hemp spent most of her time in Brixton with a stack of paper and a handful of pens.
In a cold room above the Dog Star pub in Brixton, eight nervous police officers and eight raw teenagers met face to face. I was the reason they were there. I'd come to England to spend a week working with youth offenders and the Metropolitan Police, using, yes, poetry as an instrument for crime prevention. It wasn't easy. In this mostly black section of London, all the cops in my program were white. Several officers from rural counties told me they'd never seen a black person until joining the force several months earlier. "We do talk to these kids," the sergeant explained beforehand, "but normally we call it evidence." They did talk, though, and write, too. Officer Sarah, barely 20, told of helping a black 80-year-old robbery victim. "Supporting his head in my arms," she wrote, "reassuring him, on Brixton Road." Another officer, Helen, told the chilling story of picking up the remains of a woman who'd flung herself from the top of a building. Her poem began like this: "I care too much about people. If red really does mean danger, then I'm faced with it every day." One morning, when we arrived at the pub, the door to our room was padlocked. One of the Brixton kids, a stocking-capped 15-year-old named Janine, said, "Hey, no problem." She tipped her ear to the combination lock, turned the dial, and click, her face lit up. Janine herself opened up that day, too. Her words hit the page like this: "Yellow, fearful blood pours from police. I am full of forgiveness." Midweek, Janine appeared with an infant, the child of a friend. While she wrote, I held the baby. As I stood on that beer-sticky floor, helping cops and kids find their shaky voices, I pressed my nose into the baby's hair and wondered, what would her voice sound like in 20 years? By the end of the week, both sides were sobered by each other's stories. On the last day, Andrew, a teenager whose limbs never stopped rapping and tapping, said, "I think we should shake these cops' hands." We stood up from our circle, and each of us moved from cop to kid, forming a round window in one another's world. Here is the poem I wrote for them. We look out at Brixton rooftops, slick with rain. We shiver in the drafty room and scratch pens across paper. What is courage if not forming words for what will meet us on the street, in the pub, the darkened doorway? Words carve shapes out of the smoky haze. Crisps and candies crunch, but our hands keep moving toward the wall between us. What we finally greet is not a lurking shadow, not the sound of a siren, nor a door slashed with blood, but a window. What kept us from seeing it before? The small frame peeling paint. It's open, letting in the air, letting in the light, and the songs from either side.
Poet Christine Hemp lives in Port Townsend, Washington. Her poetry program with young people and police officers is called Connecting Chord.